The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today we're going to look at History of the Real Facts, Part 3, and we're going to start off by looking at human spirits, ancestor spirits, and the demonic masterminds. The overview: what we learn at school in terms of the history of humankind, the formation of the earth, the origin of humans, animals, plants, this planet, this universe, etc., is at best confused and at worst downright wrong. This broadcast seeks to present, the real facts on these matters. We will discuss the first unbelievers and how Satan enrolled the first ancestor spirits who recognized a power opportunity and brought demonic organization with ranks. We will note that most demons were stranded by the flood, but that the masterminds survived on Ham. We will then look at the recovery of Earth from the flood and the ongoing degeneration of humankind. We will note that surviving the flood was traumatic and there was a muddy mess. It is further mentioned that Noah brought considerable knowledge and experience. We will consider that three families originated from Noah with very different characteristics. Mention is made of a global nuclear war and degenerative evolution. Abram will be mentioned as a turnaround emissary and other turnaround emissaries. We will look at the madness of Bible worship and the choices you face. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as an IT project manager. I have over 29 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure that the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had got me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Relationship with Creator Radio, one word. Or you can search on Google or other search engine for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, and you'll find about four podcast sites which have back issues of these broadcasts. So we're going to resume. The article is 2022.06.05, The Essence of My Message, Rehistory, Our World Today, The Real Facts. And we're going to pick up where we left off with Chapter 5 on Human Spirits, Ancestor Spirits, and the Demonic Masterminds. Point number 2, the first unbelievers. Within a few generations of Adam, men and women were born who did not believe and who, when they died, became the first ancestor spirits or demons, taking orders from Satan. Point number 3, Satan enrolls these deceased human spirits. Satan quickly realized that these highly intelligent and highly knowledgeable human spirits were a very powerful resource, and so he set about working with them to determine how best to mobilize them in his hate campaign against Yah. This campaign, being directed at ensuring that there were no believers in right standing with Yah by the end of 6,000 years after creation, and failing that by the end of the 7,000 years that will mark the end of the contest in around May 3003. Point number 4. The first demons recognize a power opportunity. These first ancestor spirits or demons in turn recognize the opportunity presented by them being the first demons and set about applying their considerable knowledge and experience to understand how to gain power and authority by supporting Satan in his evil quest. Point 5, demonic organization. They organized themselves as they had when alive, with governments, committees, etc., which bodies were reconstituted after the flood. Folks, this is so, so important. So much wrong thinking around what happens to unbelievers when they die. We come out of an era 100, 200, 300 years ago of revival. A large number of people, certainly in the Western world, were believers. And as the generations have proceeded, children grew up being unbelievers, yet the believers still spoke about death as going to heaven, etc. So you have a whole series of generations of unbelievers who think that when they die, they're going to heaven, and they're not. There's nowhere in heaven for unbelievers. Unbelievers were not part of the plan. The only thing that Father could do with the spirits of the unbelievers when they died was to leave them on heaven, leave them on earth with Satan. You don't want to end up on your corpse or on a child or just a relative or whatever forever, or certainly till the end of the millennium. It's really, really not a pleasant outcome. There are similar ranks in the demonic realm to those in the kingdom of Satan, to those listed previously in the kingdom of Yah. So point number one, the council of ruling masterminds who reported directly to Satan until Satan was sent to the pit for 1,000 years in 2003. This council of masterminds today rule the earth in Satan's absence very powerfully and very effectively, such that many of the activities that attract so much attention from conspiracy theorists, such as the New World Order, are, in fact, being instigated and driven by the Council of Masterminds and not by living human beings. The living human beings are just pawns in this power play. The incumbents have thousands of years of practice and guard their positions jealously and violently with huge numbers of committed supporters in a power-fear structure. The masterminds today include Baal, Molech, Malach, Ashtaroth, Jesus, God, the Lord, and Christ. Prayers to the last four names are no longer answered by Yah as an act of grace, but they are answered by the principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions that muster in under each of the corresponding masterminds. Folks, the satanic and demonic realm have caused massive confusion, massive lies, massive wrong understanding. Until you understand the principle of unbelievers dying as demons or ancestor spirits, the ruling masterminds, and the fact that there are these highly intelligent human beings that are orchestrating things on the earth, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make wrong decisions. The next level in the satanic and demonic realm are illuminated ones. We're highly committed to Satan as a Satanist, witch, warlock, etc. in this life. They were filled with demons. They perpetrated many human sacrifices and other extreme evil in order to win favor with Satan and the masterminds. They will be rewarded with a position of considerable evil power in support of the masterminds. Then foot soldiers. These were moderately successful in sinning, led many others into sin, had some sort of relationship with the demonic and satanic realm, a position of some authority and esteem in the satanic sense. Pretenders. They're into sin, they denied the Creator, but they really never did very much for Satan. Largely disregarded in the satanic realm, will be used for low-level assignments to low-level people on earth. Remember that these will be one of over 100 billion ancestor spirits at the time that they die. And then finally, the kingdom of the white witches, the good fairies or good demons. They lived a good life. They sort of thought there might be a God, but they never truly believed and never thought it important. They may have been well educated, done all sorts of good works, went to church regularly, but never had a deep revelation of the existence of the Creator. No major sin, no real use to the kingdom of seven. Satan, so they will largely leave them alone in some lonely location, such as a graveyard, to be a good ghost, unless a white witch thinks she can use them in her witchcraft, using the satanic and demonic realm to attempt to do good. Many end up on their children, grandchildren, and other relatives or friends. Point number six, most demons were stranded in the flood. During the flood, the vast majority of human spirits of unbelievers were left where their carriers died, and mostly remain today embedded in rocks, floating in the sea, attached to marine life, etc. Point number seven, the ruling masterminds survived on Ham. The ruling masterminds before the flood, Molech, etc., realized what was happening just before the flood and managed to attach themselves to Ham, Noah's youngest son, who was an unbeliever. So they survived the flood such that the demonic realm got a jump start after the flood. Yah deeply regrets allowing Ham and Japheth and their wives to survive the flood, and today he asks that we should not ask special favors of him with regard to our unbelieving children and families. Again, the key lesson is that Father desires a deep personal relationship with you and desires that you should strive to become his friend and qualify for high honor when you cease to live on earth. Folks, this is so, so important. The reason you are here is to be Father's friend, his companion, to talk to him, to learn with him. All the rest of it's fluff and stuff, and there's so much wrong teaching. So many people preoccupied in what you can get from God or what you can get from Yah. And they're not looking at what you can do for him. This life is about what you do for Yah, not what he does for you. And it's so important to get that. Right, chapter 6, the recovery of earth from the flood and ongoing degeneration of humankind. The earth recovered progressively from the flood, but mankind continued to degenerate and decline, such that degenerative evolution occurred. There were three families, and the historical developments leading to the world as it is today that I'll be discussing now. Point number one, surviving the flood was traumatic, a sodden, muddy mess. Surviving the flood was traumatic. The boat was tossed in every direction and there were significant injuries. After the earth expanded and the waters subsided to form the oceans, the earth was a sodden, muddy mess of massively disrupted deposits with water everywhere, heavy cloud and much rain. It took centuries for a reasonably equitable environment to develop. Global drying and warming today is in part a manifestation of the ongoing draining of residual deposits of water from the flood from the land. Point number two, much knowledge and experience resulted in rapid technology advance. The survivors had brought with them a very substantial library of technical literature, tools, and much knowledge and experience. They were also of great stature. Noah was 18 feet, 6 meters tall, and of great intellect. We were literally created with massive intellect in the likeness of the Almighty. So in a short space of time, advanced centers of civilization started to spring up around the world. Consider Egypt, etc. Folks, think about it. That boat was tossed about in every possible way. The animals, the human beings, were strapped down, but they were still exposed to really intense shocks, thrown up, thrown down, turned on its side. So they were put to sleep. Father put them to sleep into hibernation. But they were still pretty shaken up when they got out of the boat, and it was really a muddy mess when they got out. Three families from Noah. The three sons of Noah brought with them three distinctly different spiritual and physical dispensations. The children of Shem strung closely to the religion of their fathers, Shem and Noah, and became the people of the Middle East, Europe, and India. They were highly invented and adopted a culture of justice, right versus wrong. The children of Japheth were agnostic and idolatrous, but not ancestor worshippers. And they were of lesser physical stature, although still highly intelligent. They were also inventive and highly disciplined and adopted a culture of honor versus shame. The children of Ham sank into full-blown ancestor, that is demon worship, and degenerated to become the people of Africa. They adopted a culture of power versus fear. Today there are people who are counter to this trend by virtue of cross-fertilization by people of Shem and Japheth. All people can develop a deep personal relationship with the Creator today. Folks, these three family lines are so mixed up as a result of crossbreeding and wild oats and so forth. It's not wise to apply judgmental labels to the different groups of people. Treat each person on their merits. Ultimately, Father wants everyone, irrespective of family or tribe, to become his friend. Doesn't matter whether you're of Ham or Japheth or Shem, he wants you to become his friend. The global nuclear war and genetic aberrations. Some hundreds of years after the flood, there was a global nuclear war and many civilizations were wiped out. The resultant nuclear contamination resulted in aberrant genetic malformation, which gave rise to the cave-dwelling semi-human remains that have been found in certain parts of the world. These are not a missing link in evolutionary development. They are remains of genetically deformed humans as a consequence of intense radioactive exposure. Then degenerative evolution. As noted above, Noah and his family were of great stature. They were giants by today's standards, both physically and intellectually. As a consequence of the reduced gravitational forces consequent on the expansion of the Earth, and as a consequence of general spiritual degradation, mankind has devolved, degenerative evolution, from the great stature and intellect of Adam and even Noah to what we have today. In the years immediately following the flood, the high level of radioactive material ejected from the core of the Earth through volcanoes, lava flows, and granite upwellings resulted in a level of limited mutation, such that while there was only one species of cat on the survival vessel, we now have a range of cats in different parts of the world. The same applies to other animals and to plants. There's been massive evolutionary development since the flood, albeit in a degenerative sense. There's a lack of awareness of the fact that the core of the Earth is radioactive. It's a nuclear reaction that keeps the core of the Earth molten. And during the flood, with the upwelling of volcanoes, etc., this molten material came to the surface, bringing with it a radioactive charge. Then point number six, Abram, or Abraham, a turnaround emissary and other turnarounds. By the time of Abraham, there were almost no people truly serving Yah. Abraham initiated a turning around which propagated through Ishmael, Yaakov or Yisrael, Moshe, Moses, and David, through to Yeshua and Muhammad, each one of which initiated a turnaround of different levels of intensity. Martin Luther also initiated a turnaround, bringing an end to the Dark Ages and initiating a major global renaissance. It is vital to understand that the prosperity we enjoy today, coupled with ever-increasing levels of comfort and advanced technology, is a direct consequence of large numbers of people turning back to Father Yah, with invention and prosperity being a direct result of the blessings associated with serving him. So what you have is mankind degenerates. One person, in this case, all the examples here, a man, takes a stand, turns back to Father, and leads many others to follow him. And then it degenerates, same thing again. Degenerates, same thing again. We're in a very degenerated state at the moment, and it's getting worse by the day. The question is, can we turn it around? Can you, can I, can we initiate a revival that will sweep the earth, last for the millennium, and radically change things? I believe we can, and I encourage you to join me in that quest. So there's a need for another turning around today. Today, as in September 2022, there is a deep need for another emissary to once again initiate a major turning around. As things stand at present, Yah is at great risk of losing the contest to Satan, so that Satan will rule on earth for eternity. There's also a great risk that the current prosperity will come to an end within a few generations as the leaders turn to full-blown service to Satan and the residual effects of Yah's standards of morals, etc., are eliminated. Associated with this will be another swing to the horrors of the Dark Ages, the associated massive spiritual and associated economic decline that goes with it. Another global nuclear war is definitely in prospect. What will you do today to facilitate the turning around that is so desperately required? You can listen to me and say, James, what are you talking about? probably the most prosperous generation that has lived within the recollection of written history. Folks, look at Egypt, look at Machu Picchu, look at the remains of really advanced civilizations that scattered the earth and which were completely destroyed. We are degenerating. Look at the debate about whether abortion is a woman's right. The debate as to whether murder, sometimes an advanced stage of development, is acceptable. That is outright degeneration. That is demonic, it's satanic, it feeds witches and warlocks with human flesh. Chapter 7, how the madness of Bible worship has corrupted understanding. This section discusses how the inappropriate stature accorded to the Bible has contributed to the high level of falling away that exists today. See the article, Demographics of the Kingdom of Yah, Elaboration, at the webpage Demographics of Kingdom and companion articles for a discussion of the extent of the falling away. Point number one, the Bible hardly addresses any of this, only addresses minuscule fragments of Shemite history. In considering the previous chapters, it is apparent that the Bible hardly addresses any of the most important elements of human history. The Bible records minuscule fragments of human history assembled by people from the Shemite dispensation under extreme duress. As such, it is a useful but restricted resource, and it was preserved with some level of supernatural intervention when Satan tried to destroy it as a limited remaining source of knowledge at the time the Bible was compiled in around the 5th century AD. That does not mean that it replaces the huge volume of direct revelation and teaching about the matters of the Almighty that Father Yah has given in recent centuries. Once you come to understand the limitations of the Bible, you will understand just how limited it is in terms of describing relationship with Father. And I encourage you to make that transition. The Bible is just a book, that's all. It's a useful history book, period. Part of a broad prayer-led study protocol, certainly. The Bible should be read as a useful history book in conjunction with other historical accounts, and no more than that. It is of greatest value when read together with deep fasting, prayer, and questioning to understand why things happened, and together with much wider reading. Prayer is needed regarding what is not discussed and to seek all truth. Prayers like show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it, and other prayers in the article Essence of Message regarding prayer on the website. Folks, the most useful thing you can do with the Bible when you read the Bible, if you read the Bible, and you should read the Bible 2-3 times, maybe in 2-3 different translations, the Amplified, the Jewish Living Torah, the Scriptures by the Institute of Scripture Research, maybe the King James Bible or the New King James Bible. But that's about it. But when you read about it and you read about Elisha or Elijah or Samuel or Yeshua, Shaul, Paul, read it from the point of view of I can do more than what that person did. Yeshua said, because I go to the Father, you will do greater works than I did. Read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and read about Yeshua, and read about it on the basis that you are Yeshua, and you can do everything that Yeshua did. Change your mindset. I did that many years ago, received a great anointing, lost it through a brutal divorce, never was able to regain it, but it's there for you if you will seek it. Then the Bible is not the Word of God. It has no supernatural attributes. Any belief that ascribes special significance to the Bible, such as the living word of God and without error, is gross error, idolatry, and it breaks the second commandment of no idols. Ascribing special magical or supernatural status to the Bible, like standing on it or placing it on one's head, is irrational, foolish, and results in any number of wrong beliefs, not to mention witchcraft practices. The fact is that the modern English or other language Bible is comprised of human translations of a book compiled by other humans from fragments of material recorded and in many cases repeatedly copied by humans. I believed for 8 years that the Bible was the Word of God. I chose to believe that by faith. At the end of 8 years, Father said to me, "It's not your, not my Word." It took me another 10 years to come to terms with that. But now that I've come to terms with it, I see increasingly how limited the Bible is as a source of knowledge about the Almighty. He wants you to have a deep personal relationship with Him, not with a book. I've written about 15 books on the website, over 9,000 pages. They're available there for you to download and print. They're formatted as PDFs. That material is all on the website as well, about 2,500 articles, over 1,000 web pages. There's a huge amount of information there that you can read that'll teach you a lot more about the ways of the Almighty than you will find in the Bible. Point number 4. Yah is forced to show up when we exercise faith for Him to be there. It is important to recognize with regard to supposed supernatural experiences with the Bible that there is a thing that Father refers to as force of faith, whereby if one goes to the Bible with strong faith that one will find Yah there, he's forced to show up. See the article 2017-12-16, Yah is not a performing seal. This phenomenon results in greatly mistaken beliefs about the nature of the Bible. Note also that our brains filter the spiritual impulses we receive from Father when He speaks to us. So if we believe the Bible is the Word of God, then we will hear my Word when Father is actually trying to communicate to us about the Bible. These errors also open the door for demons and satanic messengers or angels to speak to one. Folks, force of faith is really a significant factor. If you intensely believe in something, you create a pressure for Father to comply. If you exercise faith, He is obliged to respond. So if you believe fervently that the Bible is the Word of God, and that He's going to speak to you through the Bible, and what's He supposed to do? He's not allowed to tell you your error because of the rules of engagement. So He shows up in the Bible. And so you become convinced that the Bible is supernatural. When actually what's happening is He is teaching you outside the Bible, just using the Bible to provide a few key words to start the search. Point number 5, wrong beliefs about the Bible have turned many from faith in Yah. These wrong beliefs about the Bible have turned many people in this generation against Yah because of the foolish and absurd claims made about the book. These wrong beliefs have also led to a culture of Bible worship, which has prevented huge numbers of people developing close relationships with Father as they've pursued Bible school, Bible study, and other Bible-based activities, while ignoring the most important element, relationship with Father. There's much on the Endtime Issue Ministries website. There's much information on the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. Endtime Issue Ministries, one word. Much of it is written at times of intense separation and much fasting, so I testify with some confidence that it is a valuable and useful resource, recognizing that I'm human and do make mistakes. Also, that my understanding of these matters is constantly evolving and being refined. Yoss says that you should read the contents of this website rather than repeatedly reading the Bible. Use the Google search and the article search in the right-hand sidebar, the table of contents, the article keyword cloud at the bottom of every page, etc. As I said just now, there are about 2,500 articles in the article database on the articles page, and also over 1,000 web pages. There are also numerous audio broadcasts on podcasts, Search for Relationship with Creator Radio, and also 15 volumes of PDF books formatted at the compilation of most writings page and the child pages. There's a huge amount of information on the website, folks, and I believe that it's worth paying attention to. Fundamentally, the issue is relationship with Yah. You should be seeking a deep personal relationship with Father before you spend all your time reading and gaining head knowledge. The ETI website is geared to helping you draw close to Father quickly and to answering many questions you may have along the way, but it cannot be comprehensive. Father wants you to draw close to Him and seek answers from Him. Anything or anyone who gets in the way of you developing the closest possible relationship with your loving Father in heaven should be let go. That includes association with any religious grouping, religious label, or whatever. You should first and foremost be a believer in the Almighty Creator, Yah, the eternally self-existing. Everything else is fluff and stuff by comparison. I challenge you to choose this day who you will serve and then go all out to get as close to Father Yah as any person on earth ever has. Folks, I can't stress this enough. There is only one reason you exist, and that is to be a friend of Yah. If you are not a friend of Yah, you're going to be terribly disappointed when you die. And fact is, to my knowledge, at this moment in time, there are only two people on earth who Father regards as friends. People who understand Him at some level, people who communicate with Him at some level. There may be a few more that I don't know about, but there are not many. Chapter 8, where we are today. The choices you face. We're at a watershed. We are at a watershed as extreme as that of Noah, Abram, Moshe, Yeshua, Muhammad, Martin Luther. Perhaps more extreme. The number of true believers is small, and most of them are in gross error and deception. Refer to the article, The Demographics of the Kingdom of Yah Today, on the webpage Demographics of Kingdom. Point number two, there's almost no record and almost no person listening. There's almost no record of the core facts and principles and almost no person able to hear and record this information. Point three, there's almost no person who realizes the extent of the problem and the need for change. There's almost no person who realizes the severity of the situation, let alone who realizes the need for change. Folks, over 100 billion human beings have died as unbelievers so far. If everybody on earth today was to die, there would be something of the order of 22 million believers, and of those, 20 million would be nominal believers who would end up in the outer darkness. So about 2,700,000 who would have some sort of standing and who would enter heaven, not the outer darkness. And of those, only a few hundred, maybe not even 100, who have some sort of relationship with Father, and a minuscule number who have a deep relationship with Father. What are you going to do about it? Are you serious about serving Him? Are you coasting along thinking that it's all okay? It's not okay, folks. It's a big mess. There's almost no person willing to make the sacrifices and do the hard work necessary to draw close to Father, to bring about the magnitude of change that's required to prepare the way for Yeshua to return in victory. I shared on my mailing list last week and a few weeks before that, and also the web pages about important videos and revival. It's going to take one or more human beings to really, really press in to seek Father, to bring, act as a conductor, to bring His Spirit down onto the earth in a tangible, manifest, substantial fashion that will start to change the world, as happened at Azusa Street at the beginning of the last century and in Wales around that same time. Are you willing to come alongside me? Are you willing to come alongside me and help me to bring about this turning around in whatever way you can manage? Are you prepared to take the mantle and run further? Better still, are you prepared to take over the mantle from me and run farther, further? I've been walking with Father as His friend since 2001. I've been battered and bruised spiritually, made all sorts of mistakes, suffered all sorts of loss, lost the anointing several times. But I'm still at some level plodding on, trying my best to help others to draw close. You may be younger than me. You may well be more anointed than me, or you may be able to become more anointed than me. I challenge you to get in touch with me and set out to get closer to Father than I have ever been. So Yah's will for you today, I tell you today without fear of contradiction, that it is Yah's will for you to come alongside me with a view to taking over and running further in the years ahead. There's a great work to be done and a great reward for any person who will take up this challenge and successfully drive it through to the next level. I challenge you to do this today. That is Yah's call for you today, whoever you are, wherever you are. So in conclusion, Yah's call to you. Yah's call to you today is to draw much closer to Him. All the posts on the ministry website at endtimeissueministries.org. In particular, study the article, Yah the Creator Desires to Have Deep Personal Relationships with People Who Become His Friends. Web pages, Creator Desires Friends. Whether you communicate anything to me or not, whether you choose to align with me or not, I implore you to choose to align yourself with Yah and do everything you possibly can to get close to Him, closer than I am and push ahead further than I have. He is worthy. He has gone to such great lengths to create us and create the wonders of creation for our enjoyment, for our fellowship, and He is so lonely and so tired of being treated like a performing seal. Please choose to love Him today and to seek to serve Him faithfully for the rest of your days. Folks, I implore you, I cannot stress this enough. Your Father in heaven, Abba Yah, Daddy Yah, wants you to become His friend, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever stage of life you are. So I'd like to close by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to Him today. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? And when I say talk, I mean dialogue, conversation. Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I can't stress this enough. If you do not have a deep personal relationship with Father Yah, your life is a waste of time. I'm sorry to be so brutal about it, But if you do not have a relationship with him, if you're not talking to him daily, if you're not listening to him daily, if you don't understand his priorities, and if you're not helping him to pursue those priorities, you're just, what are you doing? You're not going to end up anywhere particularly pleasant when you die. So what's the point of it all? Carry on living as though there's no tomorrow. I'm sorry. You were created to be his friend. He wants you to be his friend. The only thing that's stopping you from becoming his friend is you. Because you don't have the mindset to seek to become his friend and pray, Father, I want to become your friend. Help me to become your friend. That's all it takes. And then some hard work. Key documents and a video on the main web, on the website, compendium of important articles, video, Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians, Stroke to Muslims, to Jews, to Other Believers, available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's Endtime Issue Ministries, one word. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in the series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page. They're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts, or search on Google or other search engine for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings pages. There's 15 books, about 9,000 pages. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer, or to give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. The article search and the Google search are in the right-hand sidebar. The article keyword cloud is on its own page. It's also at the foot of most pages on the website. And the table of contents is also on its own page and also in the right-hand sidebar on many pages. Google search is particularly powerful in finding information you may be looking for. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, I can't stress enough. It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are, how tall you are or how short you are, whether you're male or female, whether you're fat or thin, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're educated or uneducated, whether you're black, white, colored, Asian, Indian, European, African, whatever, it doesn't matter. Blonde hair or black hair, brown eyes or blue eyes, whatever nonsense you've heard about you're a second-rate citizen in the kingdom of Yah, it's just not true. Every single human being on the planet today can become his friend if they really put their mind to it. You can become his friend. Father, I ask you to help me to become your friend. James says it's possible. Help me, guide me, email me. I'll help you, I'll guide you, I'll coach you. Thanks so much. Have a good evening. Cheerio.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my